As many of you know, many Leaving Cert students across the country are faced with one of the most uncertain Leaving Cert journeys in the history of the Leaving Cert, I'd imagine. Yesterday was the CAO deadline day for so many students across the Southwest and indeed across the country who had to make that big decision on where they wanted to sign their future off to and where they were going to decide to head next year and what pathways into further education they were going to take. I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Julia Noble, a career guidance counsellor in Templemore College of Further Education, to chat all things Leaving Cert and further education. Thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
Thanks for having me, Louise, and hello to all the listeners.
It's great to have you. Julia, this must be one of the most uncertain years on record for education.
Absolutely. The Leaving Cert students of 2020 have had huge challenges and have had to adapt their way of learning over the past 7 weeks to online learning. The Leaving Cert was up in the air and now it's due to start on the 29th of July. So a really stressful time for both students and parents at the moment. Big challenges.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm sure so many of us can relate to the run up to the Leaving Cert and it being an uncertain time, as it was, even when there is no pandemic in the world. It's a time full of change where you're heading off in a new direction and you mightn't always know what you want to do. So I can only imagine that the current scenario in the country and globally is making it more stressful than ever for students to decide where they would like to go in terms of further education and third level education.
Absolutely. And I suppose within all that, as a guidance counsellor, I'm taking this opportunity to highlight the place of further education for students in their education journey. Colleges of Further Education can provide education progression route for students where they can stay close to home. And this might be a big factor for both parents and students. They could be near family and friends and they don't have to sort of secure accommodation, be competitive in the points race. Straight away, they have a chance to take a year, apply to a further education college and study in a smaller local student population. And I suppose that might be something quite reassuring. The QQI courses that you qualify with at level 5 and level 6 are basically the same qualification as a good Leaving Cert. And what the qualification allows you to do is progress on into higher education, institutes of technology or universities. With the qualification you've gained in the College of Further Education.
Absolutely. And I think it's also another pathway for students who missed the CAO deadline. They were unsure and aren't very happy with what they put as number one or might find themselves in a scenario that they simply just don't get the points to achieve a place in the course they want to enrol in. So this is something you don't have to apply, Julia, through the CAO for.
So the CAO is separate. The CAO is just for higher education, which will be applying directly for institutes of technology and universities. And when you apply for a further education course, it's directly to the college. So for us in Templemore, our website is pcfe.ie. So you can go onto the website and apply online. And if students have questions, they can contact us through our Facebook page, through the Messenger, or email info@pcfe.ie if they absolutely don't know where to start. But students apply online and then the interview process is basically an informal chat with the course coordinators, and they're all very nice. The course itself is explained, including the subjects, modules that are covered, and students have the opportunity in that chat, as it were, to ask any questions they may have about the course, about the college in general, maybe some logistics about getting into college, availability of student grants, that kind of thing. And the students can gain all this information from the college.
Brilliant. And we will share all of the details as well across our social channels on Spin Southwest. So do make sure that if you want to find out more, that you follow us there as well. I guess that what I do want to ask you, Julia, before we let you go, is for students who might feel like taking a route into further education mightn't give them the same experience that going to a university or an IT would. So can you tell us what the differences are, or are there any?
I suppose straight off, you're going to be in a College of Further Education, you're studying in a smaller kind of local student population, whereas in a university, it will be a larger student population. But I suppose I'd just like to take the opportunity also to highlight data from SOLUS, which is the umbrella body for the further education sector. And it showed that 75% of students who progress from further education onto higher education, institutes of technology and universities, actually complete their degree, compared to 50% of students scoring in and around the 300-point mark. They don't they complete their degree. And last year there was a large population of students, 6,000 in fact, dropped out from first year courses, and there's a huge impact for mm-hmm. students if they go straight into higher education, into an institute of technology or university. They're in first year, they feel unsure, they're away from home possibly, feel challenged socially, academically maybe, in the large student population. And if they drop out of that course and then want to re-enter again into first year of another course, the financial implications are quite big, because you lose your student grant for the following year if you're eligible, and you also have to pay fees of up to €6,000. So what further education allows you to do is explore a bit what you'd like to do. You may come to us and do a course in business level 5 and gain your internationally recognised qualification, and might think, yes, I want to definitely go on and study business, and you can use the points you gained from that qualification to go on and study business, or in fact go on into employment. So I suppose it gives the opportunity to discover what you enjoy, what you'd like to do, where you'd like to progress, and without the big challenges of maybe changing courses in higher education.
Absolutely. Very well said, Julia. And I think that so many people will probably feel like, you know, their 6 year was cut short and maybe they would like an opportunity to stay in a smaller, you know, environment for a little while before taking the big bad move, as you say, into higher education. And it's always an option to follow on a further education course with any of the above. That has been most insightful. We will share all of the details across our social channels. If you would like to check out more, do follow Templemore College of Further Education Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. We'll share all their handles as well on our Twitter @SpinSouthwest. Julia, thank you for joining us. It's been great chatting.
Thanks for having me, Louise. Thank you.